Today, we are talking about how to get more people engaging with your social media, opening your emails, diving into your content, and converting on your landing pages. We are talking sales copywriting. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Playbook Podcast. I am your host, Chris Wright, and this is your place to get strategies for success in business and in life. Now, let's get straight into the show. Hey guys, hope you are doing absolutely awesome today. I just want to start with a quick question. Have you ever written like an amazing blog post, something that's like absolutely incredible, or an amazing social media post, and just no one freaking engages with it? Like no one comments, no one goes and reads it. Like we've all had that, right? It's so freaking annoying. It's so irritating. But why does it happen? That's what we're diving into today. This is what I want to help you. I want to help you get more people reading your content, more people clicking on your blog posts, listening to your podcast, whatever it is. This is what we are diving into today. Okay, but let me start with a story. See, last weekend, I went to Portugal for a golf holiday. And for most of you will know by now, 3 weeks ago, I snapped my Achilles. So I'm wearing an extremely sexy boot, which limits me from doing almost everything, including walking. So golf was pretty much out the question. I mean, I managed to play a little bit, which was great. And actually, the whole weekend was a really good weekend. But on the flight on the way home, right, it was a late night flight. Everyone around me was sleeping. And I did that thing. I picked up the in-flight magazine. You know, it's there. I was like, hey, I'll check it out. But, you know, I don't tend to actually read the content. I'm going to be honest with you here. I tend to actually look at the ads, right? I'm studying them, going, like, what's good about them? What's bad about them? Does that make me weird? Yeah, probably it does, right? Not many people will pick up a magazine to read the ads. But hey, I want to look at them. I want to see what's working. I wish I had the stats behind these ads. But do you know something that's interesting? Even if I rang all the companies that had advertisements in that magazine and asked them, how is that ad performing for your company? I reckon there'd only be three in that magazine that would be able to tell me. Three ads in that whole magazine that know exactly how many new leads, new customers that ad has got them. Right? Like, and that's because they put something like, you know, use this special code, use this special offer, or call this number. Like, and that they can track it. The other ones, no clue. Like, they would have no idea how many people have come from that ad. They could be pouring money down the drain and have absolutely zero idea. Anyway, that isn't the topic of today's session, but I feel like there should be another session that we dive into in that, making sure that you are tracking, using like kind of direct response marketing, right, to track where your leads and customers have come from so you can make sure that you spend your marketing money wisely. And by the way, you'll be able to get all the show notes for today over at level10living.co.uk/59. I've got some pretty cool resources that you're going to want to check out. So make sure you go over there and grab those. And look, I was looking at the ads, and perhaps what I'll do is maybe a video breakdown of these at some point, because there was two of them which were absolutely excellent, which I need to share with you at some point. But anyway, and actually, let me tell you another thing. I want to share another story with you. We're going to come back to this in a second. Just before I went away, I was chatting with a client and a friend of mine, and she was talking about how, like, the research in her industry, right? She's in the fitness industry, and she was talking about how the research in her industry is just so questionable, right? Like, everyone will know, like, the nutrition information that comes out left, right, and center is so contradictory all the time. Like, don't eat carbs, don't eat eggs, like, it's just ludicrous, right? And she was doing a blog post on the level of questionable research in her industry. And it was a great piece of content, and the headline was just a bit like, it wasn't engaging. It didn't make me want to read it. And she was talking about the different research. And you know what, just for fun, we kind of Googled strange scientific studies, right? And when you Google that, you'll actually come up with some absolutely excellent results. Here are just a few, right? Get ready for these. You're going to laugh. Number one, did you know that fruit bats love oral sex? Did you know that cows with names produce more milk? Viagra helps hamsters recover faster from jet lag. Wasabi is an excellent fire alarm. Bacon can cure nosebleeds. And diamonds can be created from tequila. And all of those are backed with scientific studies to prove the fact that they're true. How crazy is that? Anyway, why am I telling you that? Why is that even, like, relevant? And how on earth is that related to business and to copywriting? Well, let me ask you this. Of those studies, of those things that I just mentioned, how much do you want to read about each of those? How much would you, like, want to find out about more information about those? Even just from the pure ridiculousness, is that, I'm not sure that's a word, but I'm going to go with it, the pure ridiculousness of it. When she was reading them out, I was like, tell me more. I was like, this is ridiculous. Tell me, I do not believe that. Tell me more. Right? Each of those things that I just went there, like cows with names produce more milk, bacon can cure nosebleeds, they're attention grabbing, right? You want to immediately find out more about them. They're attention grabbing in their own right. And to get someone to open an email, to get someone to read a blog or to engage with a social media post, you have to grab their attention. You need an attention grabbing headline. Because this is, and this is really the first part of writing sales copy. Because if you don't grab their attention in the first place, it's completely irrelevant. They're not going to read the rest of your sales page. Right? It has to make them want to engage. You could have the best content in the world, the best blog post, the best podcast that's going to deliver so much value. But if they don't read it, if they don't listen to it, it's completely irrelevant. The headline is... The headline is the ad for your ad, right? It's the ad for your content. It's what gets people to open it. It's what gets people to just begin the process of reading it, right? And I see so often people write an amazing blog post, one that's going to be so useful, so valuable for their listeners, for their audience. But it's hidden behind a boring title, which means no one is ever going to read it. And there are so many examples of books that have, like, change their title at the last minute, or some have even been released and then change their title after sales were all crap, change their title and sales, like, go through the roof, right? No one picks up a book unless the title is catchy enough to make someone pick it up. And let me use an example. I want to go back to the flight, right? I'm on this flight, I'm flicking through the magazine, like, it's dark on the flight, I've got my little spotlight on, and I flick over the page, and right, big bold letters at the top of the page, it says the question, got hair. And I almost, like, laughed out loud, like, because for those of you that know me, you'll see my, you know, my rapidly receding hairline. It seems to be going quicker and quicker and quicker. And so I thought to myself, no, I don't have much hair, no. And flicked on to the next page. Right, gone. Right. But as I was coming back through the magazine, as I was flicking back through, I realized that ad was in fact for people who were losing their hair, right? It was talking about a system or I can't remember what it was. It was something about growing your hair back, get, like, or something along those lines, right? And yet their headline had done the complete opposite of what they wanted it to do. It got my attention for sure. Like, absolutely. It was big. It was bold. It got, like, I immediately saw it, immediately read it. It got my attention. However, it pushed me away from their ad, right? You want to get people to say yes and keep reading, not no. Because as soon as you get them to say no, that's not for me, they're gone. Right? And the people that got hair ad, the people that would have carried on reading are the ones that do have hair. Right? I know it sounds silly, but, like, if they answered yes to that question, they're going to carry on reading. I answered no and stopped. And I'm the person they probably wanted to keep reading that page. You know, they could have had struggling with hair loss. Right, that might have been a better headline. Headline? A better headline. Oh, that might have been a better headline. It just, you know, you've got to grab the attention of the people that you want to be reading your article. Does that make sense? Like, and I guess the next question that comes up is, how do you get people to click on your ad? How do you get them to open up and read your blog post or your email? What makes an attention-grabbing headline? And look, there's... I guess if you're talking about landing pages, if you're talking about increasing conversions, there's all kinds of things that you can do with regards to the actual design, right? Like large, bold text. I mean, the headline should literally be like the biggest thing on the page, right? And so often when you're flicking through magazines, or you're flicking through, like, especially like those local magazines that come around like to your house for free, the logo is what dominates the page. And the logo literally means nothing to the person who's viewing it, apart from the business owner, right? They like it because it makes them feel good. But apart from that, it just means nothing. The logo means literally zero. The headline should be the biggest thing that wants to grab their attention. And, you know, you could use different colors. You can make it big, bold, underline it, have bits in capital. Like, there's loads that you can do from a design point of view. But when you're looking at, like, I guess, like an email, like, you're restricted. Like, you can't change any of that. When you're on a social media post, you can't really change any of that. When you're on your blog post title, you can't really change any of that, right? So how do we grab their attention? We're going to be looking at, like, the actual copy, the writing, right? And so how do we do it? What, like, how do we get them to go, yes, I want to read that? How do we take what's a really valuable piece of information and make sure that people read it through just changing the title? And I guess the key is you have to make sure that the person that is you want reading it, that's, okay, I guess this is the kind of the first point, right? If I ask you, who do you want reading your posts? Who do you want listening to your podcast? The answer can't be everybody, right? Because it's not relevant information for everybody. Who is your, like, dream client? Like, if you could have 10 of your dream clients reading your blog post, who are they? Right? They're the people that are going to pay you the money. They're going to be people that are going to buy your service, products, whatever it is. So think about who they are. That's kind of point number one, right? Think about who they are. Consider who you want to read the post. And then it goes even deeper. Like, do they know you? Do they know they have the issue that you're talking about? And how is it going to be valuable? Is it going to be useful? Is it going to be informative? Is it going to be funny? How is it going to add value to their day? Right? Basically, you want them to stop whatever they're doing at that point. You know, it could be working, like whatever it is. You want them to stop whatever they're doing to read your post. That's a huge thing to get someone to do, right? That's not an easy thing to accomplish, right? How do you drag their attention away from looking at pictures on Facebook to your blog post, right? Okay, so I'm going to try and make some up now, and these are going to totally not be accurate. So no one have a go at me for these not being, like, accurate or true or whatever. I'm just going to use them as examples. And I'm going to try and make, like, okay, let's do a couple. Let's do, for me, like, mortgages are, like, is a boring topic. But could you make it exciting? Could you make it that someone wants to read your content? Abso-friggin-lutely, right? Like, you could have a post that says something like, mortgages explained, the difference between an interest only or a repayment mortgage or whatever, right? No one is going to read that. No one is going to go, yep, that sounds like a really exciting thing that I want to read. However, it could be really, really useful information. And let's say you take that content and you change the title to homeowners. How would you like to pay off your mortgage 10 years earlier? I'm immediately engaged, right? I'm like, yes, I would love to pay off my mortgage 10 years earlier. That would be excellent, right? I'm going to dive in and I could find out, you know, whatever it is that I'm finding out about. So does that kind of make sense? You see where I'm going with that? And again, I don't have a go at me because I know that's almost, no, that's not accurate. That's not the same thing. But I just want to kind of use the explanation of how those two headlines completely differ. One, boring, no one really wants to read. No one wants to know the difference between an interest only or repayment. Like, they'd want to know what the result is, how the result is different. Does that make sense? Make the benefit immediately clear. Why would I want to read your article? And coming from the fitness industry, I see things like this a lot, like how to foam roll your hips, right? That's not bad. Like, if people are going onto YouTube and going onto Google and literally typing in, how do I foam roll my hips? Great. Like, your article or your video might come up. But what if people don't know, A, what foam rolling is? And what if they don't know that foam rolling their hips could be beneficial? Right? You're only getting such a small percentage of your market by having that title, how to foam roll your hips. Right, some of you listening might be like, Chris, I genuinely don't know what a foam roller is. I genuinely don't know what, like, why I would foam roll my hips, right? But what if I said how people everywhere are reducing their back pain with a simple £20 piece of equipment? Or how this one exercise is quickly reducing people's back pain, right? If you've got back pain and that's your, like, your target market, right? And they don't know what foam rolling is, they're going to soon know all about it because you're going to introduce them to it. Right, they click on that article, they go read, then they find out that they should be foam rolling and they should be specifically foam rolling their hips. Does that make sense? Are you with me? Like, I kind of hope you are. I'm just going to assume that you're listening to this and you're nodding away going, yeah, Chris, got you. And what I'd challenge you to do is go back through, like, you could change your, that if you've got blog posts, you could change the titles, right? Go back through, look at what they're going to get out of it. Why is it going to benefit them to read that? And start playing with your titles, start getting more exciting, more engaging, more attention-grabbing titles. And look, there's so many different types of styles of headlines that you can get. And these are just a few, and I highly recommend you go and get Dan Kennedy's book, The Ultimate Sales Letter. He's got like a whole chapter on like headlines alone. It just is literally fill in the blanks. It's a really, really good tool to have if you're like struggling with sales copy. So I'd go and grab that. But look, you could have headlines that, and also think about where you've seen these before. And when you're online and when you're looking, like think about these and these types of headlines that capture your attention. So like how-to articles, right? How-to, insert thing, right? Warning, you could be overpaying. You see that all the time, right? Warning, people with back pain need to see this or whatever, right? There's so many things you could put after that. This one I really enjoy. This can kind of go like two ways. So they didn't think I could until I, right, did the thing, right? Or they all laughed when I said I was going to do this. Now and now they're like, you know, and now they're shocked or whatever, right? Who else wants to, for example, who else wants to lose 7 pounds in the next 21 days? What about secrets? Secrets of, so secrets of 4 top professional golfers. How about 17 ways to? So it could be like 17 ways to increase your productivity. 17 ways to get more done in less time. Right, so just even just using those, what did I say? How to, warnings, they all laughed, who else wants to, secrets of, X number of ways to, like, even just using those, there's like a whole bunch that you could start writing about, right? And to be honest, like, as I said, like, I would go back through some of your previous blog posts and start changing the titles, I genuinely would, because, and then resharing them in social media. And now for all the pieces of content that you're putting out there now, make sure that first piece of copy, that first bit of text is engaging. Make sure it makes people want to read, right? And it's and also now on social media, this is just a random tip, just thought of this one. On social media, like I think it's like emojis are proven to increase like the amount that people read it. So you've got your headline, put an emoji in there as well because it draws people attention to your post. There's like when you're writing a post now, all your posts, like you have to think, is that going to grab someone's attention? Think of your target market. Is that going to grab their attention? Are they going to go, yes, I need to read this. Yes, I want to read on more. Right? And if you think, like, if you're like, eh, it's a no. Unless it's like a hell yes, that sounds exciting, I would read that. Like, it's probably a no. And just by the way, there is a really cool tool, right? Like, not something I can say quickly, cool tool called Funnel Scripts. And if you are someone who really struggles to write copy and you just don't want to spend a whole lot of time learning how to do it or paying for thousands of pounds for a copywriter, then and you want to increase engagement on your social media, you want to increase the open rates of your emails, etc., everything that we've been talking about today, I would highly recommend this tool. It you put in a bit of data, a bit of information, and it like pumps out like headlines, it pumps out like sales copy for pages, video scripts, all kinds of stuff. Like it's actually incredible. Even emails, like it's amazing. So if you want to check that out and like just head on over to level10living.co.uk/funnel scripts. So that's FUNNELSCRIPTS. And that will have a place where you can get some free training, I think, and some more information about that product. Or just head on over to the show notes at level10living.co.uk/59. And I'll have a link in there so you can go and check that out. But to summarize, to make sure that your content is being consumed by your ideal clients, make sure that you have got an attention-grabbing headline. Make it relevant. Like this is another thing. This is just to quickly, don't trick people into reading. Like, don't have a random title that has nothing to do with the topic that you're talking about. That's just silly, right? That means that people will lose interest and never come back, right? They'll lose trust in you. But an attention-grabbing headline, something that is going to get them to go, yes, I need to read this piece of content right now. I'm going to stop what I'm doing to read this piece of content. Awesome. That's all I got for you today, guys. Hope that has been useful. I'm excited to start seeing some more exciting headlines, some more exciting copy coming out from you guys. And I look forward to hearing how this has helped you. Other than that, that's all from me today. Have an amazing week. I look forward to chatting with you next week. Cheers. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to the Entrepreneur Playbook podcast. I hope you are loving it. If you'd like to come and hang out with other entrepreneurs, other business owners in our Facebook group, then just head on over to level10living.co.uk/playbook, and that'll take you straight to our Facebook group. And if you really want to take your business to that next level, if you want to build an audience of people who absolutely love you, who are raving fans and buy everything that you put out, then you're going to need to get Russell Brunson's new book, Expert Secrets. And you can get a free copy just by going to level10living.co.uk/expert, that's E-X-P-E-R-T, and go and grab your free copy right now. You're going to love it. And if you're loving the show and getting value from it, then what I would love for you to do is head on over to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. In fact, whatever you listen on, leave me a rating and review, and that would mean the world to me. So thank you for everyone who does that. And also, make sure that you never miss an episode again. Make sure that you subscribe to the show wherever you are listening to it. And remember, in the words of Marianne Williamson, playing small does not serve the world. And so for me, that means leveling up in all areas of our lives. All the best. Bye.